It's exciting as you pull into any of our Catholic schools to see children so happy to be back in the swing of things. There are great programs offered every single year and some new ones that are being rolled out for our Archdiocese here in Portland. Joining us this morning to let you know how our Catholic schools are doing and some of these great new programs, it is Ilias Moe. He is the Director of Catholic Education for the Archdiocese of Portland. Joining us this morning to give us a great update. Good morning, Ilias. It's been a while. Thanks for joining us again on the morning show.
It has been. Good morning, Brenna. Thank you for having me.
So you are now, you kind of got your legs under you. You're really knowing all of our Catholic schools. Just looking back at last year overall, how exciting was this year of school?
Yeah, we had a great year. A lot of blessings poured out by the Lord, I think, through the work of our Catholic school teachers and leadership and the communities. And, you know, as we head into this current academic year that's just starting, there's a lot of hope, I will say. There's a lot of hope for the future. And especially, I think, a lot of hope when it comes to the vision for the mission of Catholic education in our Catholic schools, as we have been reflecting on with our pastors and school leaders across the Archdiocese over the past, what now, almost 2 years.
Yeah. Ilias, now with all of these changes, you had maybe a sense of what our Archbishop was hoping for, his vision. Do you now feel like you understand what our Archbishop wants and loves about our Catholic schools and how through his vision we're going to be able to kind of jump off of that one as we head into this new school year?
Absolutely. And I will say, I think we are definitely of one mind and in heart, Archbishop Sample and I, when it comes to understanding really what the church herself is calling for the mission of Catholic education holistically, right? Because we know that Catholic education actually manifests in a variety of ways, Catholic schools being one of them and mm-hmm. one of the important ways, as Archbishop Sample has said. That we have here in the Archdiocese of Portland, but also too, right, with respect to the mission of the family as the first school of children, with respect to religious education at parishes, with respect to homeschoolers too, right, as a manifestation of the mission of Catholic education. So I would say one, that he and I are of one heart and mind, and two, that really his vision is actually the church's vision, I would argue. If some people perhaps think, well, this is just Archbishop Sample's particular way of talking about or thinking about what should be happening in the Catholic school, I might actually have a different perspective and encourage a reframe of that and say, no, actually, I think Archbishop Sample is just calling us to the heart of the church. And the phrase that he has used here that hopefully people in the Archdiocese of Portland are familiar with from the ACA video a couple years ago is mission passionate Catholic education.
Okay.
Right? That what the church herself is calling for is that we have Catholic schools that are passionate, that are zealous about being witnesses to the gospel of Jesus Christ in Catholic schools, and that there's actually like very, very concrete implications of what that is. And that's what really this vision for mission, passion, and Catholic education is. And so to help define that and to help pastors and leaders and teachers understand exactly what that means and what the implications of that are for them. Yeah, we have published a playbook, if you will. We're calling it our mission playbook, which is a guiding document, our north point, if you will, on the compass that says, yeah, this is what should be happening in a Catholic school classroom. This is what the formation, the learning should be. This is what the school culture should be like. These are the institutional markers and characteristics that pastors and principals should be tending to in a Catholic school environment. And so maybe to put a plug, right, that's available on our website at education.archdpdx.org, and families, teachers, staff, others can just go there and find the full versions of those documents that we're working on with pastors and principals ultimately.
Mission Passionate, I read a little bit about it. Again, it is right on the webpage for Catholic education in our Archdiocese. Ilias, you and I are also of the same vision idea as far as passion for Catholic education and helping our children know and love Christ and our faith. That passion starts at home and a desire for our children to have that Catholic education. You are a parent who is also bringing children up in the faith. So it's, this isn't just an idea that you want families to do, but this is an idea that you are living out in your own household. So for you, I'd love to know how you see the faith of our church, the faith that you and your wife are raising your children in. How is that lived out, and how are you seeing your own children thrive in Catholic education that they're receiving here through the Archdiocese?
Absolutely. What a great question. You know, and I approach my work for the Archdiocese on behalf of the Archbishop, certainly as a professional, but at the same time, too, as a Catholic school parent, if you will, or as a parent who understands. And I will say, how do my wife, Claudia, and I carry it out? We carry it out imperfectly. Let's just say that,
sure.
Right?
Yep, we are.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge to be a parent, especially a parent of 5 rambunctious boys who we absolutely love. But I'll tell you this. My wife and I frequently talk about just that, you know, continue to check ourselves, if you will, right? Why the investment and even the sacrifice, if you will, to send our boys to a Catholic school, Christ the King Catholic School in Milwaukee, which has been a great partner with us as a family. But why, right? And I think it's something that many Catholic school families ask. Why all the effort and investment and sacrifice? You know, the desire in our hearts, in mine and Claudia's heart for our boys is actually first and foremost that they would be disciples of Jesus, mm-hmm. that they would come to know and love God, desire to serve Him, and discover the mission that they've been created for, right? The unique vocation that has been imprinted on them by the Father, whether that's, you know, to be a married man, a husband and father, or, you know, to be a priest, perhaps. That's our desire, and I think that, you know, we definitely share the church's conviction then that our home is the first school, that Claudia and I are their first teachers and primary educators, right? And so then that helps at least us, and I think this is the desire even that Archbishop Sample has for how to see the school-family partnership. But the desire that we have is that the Catholic school would respect and honor that role and partner with us to be an extension of that, to be a support of that, and to call us to, as parents, to the more that the church herself is calling us to. That's holiness. That's to be a domestic church, a little church. And again, that's where, you know, it's imperfect. That's where like the messiness of family life and human nature kicks in. But it's wonderful, right, to know that we have a support in our parish community, in the parish school community, and the leadership there that's also calling us as parents to that more, to be the parents that the church is calling us to be as first educators, to have our family be in, despite the imperfections, despite the messiness, that place, that sacred place that can nourish and cultivate our boys' discipleship. And then to know that when we send them off to school, right, they're going to be in classroom environments, experiencing the witness of men and women who love the Lord too. And in those environments, you know, studying science in a way that allows them to wonder and awe in God's creation, studying mathematics in a way that allows them to be able to see the language that God uses to create the universe. In literature, reading, that they're reading really good books, being able to understand the human story and what sin is, what vice is, and what virtue is, and what holiness means. As they're studying history, that they could actually see history through the lens of salvation history, through the lens of Jesus Christ becoming flesh, God becoming man, right? And then how history all leads up to that and flows from that point. So to know, right, and to have the confidence that when they go to school, they'll have those foundations supported through the learning, through the witness and testimony of the adults that are there. It's the harmony, I think, that the church calls for. Because that's actually the word that the church uses in her teaching, that there needs to be the sanctuary of education where the family, the school, and the church are in harmony, working together. Ultimately, what? To cultivate the children as disciples of Jesus Christ, right?
Oh, your passion for education, obviously, of your own children is what feeds you to be able to be passionate about education for all families in the Archdiocese of Portland. Ilias Moe joining us today. He is the Director of Catholic Education for the Archdiocese of Portland. Ilias, I want to know more about that passion and how it is working in our Archdiocese to some great new programs. I'm already up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Absolutely.
It is a passion for Catholic education that drives Ilias Moe, who is the Director of Catholic Education for the Archdiocese of Portland. And great programs are happening, and he is joining us today as we look at this new school year with hope, with passion, and with a renewed vigor for our children to know and love Christ and their faith. Ilias, thanks so much for staying with me.
Most definitely.
So as we ended our last half hour, we began to talk about, you know, what it is that our Catholic schools are preparing our children for. And they are getting great educations. You're right. They are learning math. They are learning sciences. They are learning the literature. But it was through the Institute for Catholic Liberal Education and Monsignor Syak, who joined us previously last year, who said their primary role is to create students for heaven. That's where they are going. That's where we want them to be. And so the Institute is the way that Christ the King, they are using at their school. Two more schools have now picked this up. And it's really kind of taken hold in the Archdiocese through a new cohort of Western states. Just inform our listeners about the Institute and how this Western cohort is working.
Absolutely. The Institute for Catholic Liberal Education has become a great partner of the Archdiocese of Portland in support of the renewal that Archbishop Sample is calling for here for Catholic schools. And above all, again, not to implement a model, a particular model or a unique model or brand of Catholic school, but as the Institute would say, actually to support the formation of teachers and leaders in cultivating, again, this worldview. If you will, or in understanding, one, what is the church calling for when it comes to the education of the human person? What is the church calling for the work in the Catholic school to be? And then equipping teachers with the tools and the knowledge so that they can make theirs, or let's put it this way, reclaim the church's understanding, right, of what education is and has been for centuries, ultimately. And that's, again, centered on what this is how I've described it to leaders and to teachers, especially more recently at our new teacher orientation, that the mission of the school is to point to Jesus. Right, that's the mission. Archbishop Sample is constantly saying, right, it's that we would witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we would insert young men and women in the story that is the story of all stories, right, the story of salvation. And so, yeah, that's the work. It's the work of the family to point to their children to Jesus. And that's the work of the school. And there's practical ways to do that. So one of the unique ways that the Institute for Catholic Liberal Education is assisting us now, besides working with individual schools that seek perhaps a little bit more, seek the professional development support that they have to offer. We're excited that this past summer we launched with them a Western region of their national teacher credentialing program, Catholic teacher credentialing program, which is known as the Catholic Educators Formation and Credential. This was a unique and innovative credential program that they launched actually out of the Archdiocese of Denver a few years back, and then went national with it. We have many dioceses who are sending their teachers as well to be participants of this 18-month program that really steeps them in both, again, the philosophy and charter of Catholic education as the church teaches, and then gives them these practical tools for how to manage a classroom in a way that teaches virtue, how to teach mathematics and science through a Catholic worldview, and so on and so forth. So we're excited that they approached us and they said, hey, we would love to be able to support the formation of a new generation of teachers for Catholic schools in the West of the United States, because their program right now currently runs out of Aquinas College in Nashville, Tennessee. And and just exploring it and discerning it with Archbishop Sample, it just became clear this is a really great opportunity to be able to form our own people here in the Archdiocese of Portland, whether brand new teachers or teachers who even have had experience, but perhaps are looking to continue to deepen and enrich their own craft as Catholic educators, and also to support our sisters and brothers in other dioceses here in the West. So this first cohort of 15 teachers began their work in July out of Our Lady of Peace Retreat Center in Beaverton.
Okay.
And they'll be back there two more times this year. And every month they're meeting virtually just to carry out their coursework. They have been assigned kind of master teachers that will then come and do things like observations and provide feedback for how to continue to grow as teachers. And so after the 18 months, so next December, not this coming December, but December 2026, they will graduate officially.
Wow.
With a credential from the Institute for Catholic Liberal Education, which allows them to continue to be employed here in the Archdiocese of Portland, and also can be taken as a full-fledged credential that they can, if they move to another diocese, for example. There's a number of other dioceses that have taken this as an official credential now. And what's even better is now that the ICLE has partnered with a number of Catholic universities across the country where they are honoring the credential for graduate credit. So they can take their credential and then cash it in, if you will, for 12 graduate level credits that they can use to work towards masters in Catholic education at the Augustine Institute, at Belmont Abbey, the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota's Catholic Studies program, Benedictine College in Kansas City, and then there's a few others. It's really exciting, really innovative. And I think that what this is going to do too, frankly, is address a need that many pastors and principals have noted and indicated to Archbishop Sample and I, and that's that where do we find qualified men and women who are on fire to work in our Catholic schools? And the hope is, right, that as we continue to grow this, that we'll be able to get many, many more.
Ilias Moe is passionate about his job, working as the Director of Catholic Education here in the Archdiocese of Portland, joining us today as we look at all of these great and new innovative programs that are being offered for our families and for our children in the Archdiocese of Portland. You know, parents often have questions. They don't always understand. Things are getting rolled out and they want to keep up to date on this. And there is a way for them to do that here in October, coming up on the 22nd and 23rd, are virtual webinars that are happening both in English and Spanish. Tell our listeners about how they can know more about Catholic education in the Archdiocese.
Yes, we're excited to, again, in partnership with the Institute for Catholic Liberal Education, have a webinar that's actually being broadcasted to a national audience, but we're hoping that many families, parents from the Archdiocese of Portland will be able to join us. And actually that's going to be focused on, and we'll provide a reflection on the mission of the family, the mission of the Catholic school, and then how the two are meant to support each other and be a mutual benefit to each other. And what are the implications of that for the school and the work of the school as much as for the family? So the English session of that will happen on October 22nd. That will be led by the executive director of the Institute for Catholic Liberal Education, Elizabeth Sullivan. And on Thursday, yours truly will be offering one in Espanol for our Spanish-speaking families as well. So we hope many of our Spanish-speaking families also, too, as we try to increase our outreach to those hispanohablantes in the Archdiocese, but also in many other dioceses. So you can get more information about that on our OMSI, our Office for the Mission of Catholic Education blog, which is found on our website. It's a free webinar, so folks can register even minutes before the webinar to be able to take advantage of that if they'd like.
Fantastic, and we'll be sure to have all of that information available for you to find quickly on our community calendar. And Ilias, before we end today, you know, we've been focusing a lot on our Catholic schools, but through the Office of Catholic Education, you're beginning to offer services for our parishes and their faith formation programs. One of the new things that you're offering parishes to is a confirmation program, maybe one that kind of doesn't look at confirmation as kids often do as their graduation, but a continuation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we're really excited about this as well. In fact, it seems like it's something inspired by the Holy Spirit, but many people here in the Archdiocese of Portland would know that Archbishop Sample has worked very closely with the John Paul II Healing Institute which is run by Dr. Bob Schutz, who has done just incredible work in the space of interior healing and renewal. And so there was a conversation that took place where it just became clear that the Holy Spirit was inviting us to renew how we approach confirmation. And why? Well, just seeing how critical that was. Unfortunately, the reality being that so many young people today experience confirmation as a bit of a graduation from the faith.
Right.
And Archbishop Sample said, how do we reclaim the power of the Holy Spirit, akin to how we read about in the Acts of the Apostles, right, where people were compelled and impelled to go and proclaim the gospel. And so we're currently in kind of a pilot phase where we have been working with Dr. Bob Schutz and his brother Bart and Archbishop Sample in developing a renewed approach to confirmation, which actually puts confirmation not as the end point, but as the center point of an experience that includes, yes, formation for the confirmandi, but also to formation for families, for parents, formation in Spanish and in English, formation for sponsors as well. So that we're also immersing and inviting them all as a family to experience something, or maybe rediscover or encounter anew the gifts of the Holy Spirit, be renewed in that. But to use that as a launching point for the young person following their confirmation to then receive even more formation around what does it mean to be a faithful follower of Jesus Christ? What does it mean to live in relationship with the Lord and with the church? And through, thanks be to God, through the gifts and the wisdom of Archbishop Sample, Dr. Bob Schutz, Bart Schutz, who are recording content as well. And we're hoping after this pilot to expand it to more parishes across the Archdiocese, but also the plan is that this would go national and
wow.
would become a program that would be available for any diocese that's looking for something like this.
I mean, that is amazing. And as we were preparing, you had said about this program that the sacrament of confirmation itself is kind of the middle point
yes.
of this new plan, that there
yes.
is pre-preparation, there is the sacrament, and then there is how do you take the sacrament
right.
and move forward in your life. It sounds like an amazing program. Parishes that are interested can reach out to your office to find out more information.
Absolutely, yeah. And as we move past the pilot, we'll certainly be looking for more interested parishes that would want to look at something like this.
Well, fantastic. We look forward to that. We look forward to just a great year for our Catholic schools and our faith formation education. Ilias, thank you so very much for being with us and getting us caught up today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Brenda. God bless you.